You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you wreck or not? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers, y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. When you cowboy hats, you might be the worst. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the man wool pajamas with the jump shot of who? I bet it's Kyle Korver, that would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that won't get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Hello and welcome to the NBA 2K Shuffle. My name is Michael Parr, aka J Parr Swish, aka Jump Shot Jesus. We're gonna skip the rest because we're gonna talk some 2K. With me, as always, the Baron of Blocks and Boards, Boards and Blocks, Maxwell Jedediah McDonald. Max, what up, man?
What's up, dude?
Chilling. We are a couple days in after the pre-release of NBA 2K18, so we're going to talk a little bit about our experiences with the game, and so we'll just jump right in because people want to hear about the game and not about anything else, so let's go. All right, so we're in. Max, give me your grade thus far for playing this game.
A-.
Very nice. What is your favorite thing so far? What is your least favorite thing so far?
That's a good question. My favorite thing so far, I don't know. My least favorite thing is definitely still some of the little, you know, we can't get in the same same neighborhood, or little load things like that where you can't play with your friends sometimes, or those kinds of things, some crashes. But they've said they're going to fix a lot of that stuff, and I think they did fix a few of those things with the patch that they just threw out today, actually, pre the full release, I guess. But so they've got some things. They'll fix a lot of that little buggy stuff, so I'm not too worried about that. But that would just be my least favorite thing, because that's a typical 2K issue. Favorite thing has just been the overall experience, I guess. I mean, it's funny, because I feel like a lot of us are kind of just meh when it comes to this game. I mean, it's just been, the overall experience has just kind of been, whatever. I don't know, there's somehow it's not exciting. But at the same time, I'm so happy with the overall product that, I don't know, it's really a kind of a weird feeling, but I think they did a really good job this year overall. So
I agree with you. Probably my least favorite thing, I have a couple, but we'll just talk about a couple of them, I guess. Yeah, so first thing is blocks and screens. When you do them, it doesn't feel like you're doing anything, and it's a big letdown. I used to love doing that. You get that little vibration, such as that, and you kind of don't get that this year. That's one of them. And the other thing is my friends. I'm just not real happy with my friends that I play this game with.
You care to elaborate?
Sure. No, I mean, okay, not that I'm not happy with my friends, but my experience has been a little less enjoyable, because many of my friends, including yourself, are just having issues with builds and not being able to do stuff. And like, I understand the importance of finding a build that works for you, because that's very important, but I don't think a lot of people understand that, like last year, you're not going to be good at everything. So I think people have an issue prioritizing what they want to do and not accepting that you're not going to be good at everything. I don't know, man. Like, I'll say of our main group of, like, say, 5-6 people, core people, like, 4 of them are just, you know, have made builds and just aren't happy and just don't know what to do. Now, some have different reasons than others. You know, our friend Banks has made a defending slasher. He feels like he can never get dunks with proper animations, which is going around. I've seen that a lot in the 2K community, whatever. Our friend Carr, I just think he's dissatisfied with movement in general in the game. And then you, my favorite, you've been the most diligent, and you've done your most due diligence in doing the most research in finding what you want. And that's awesome, because, I mean, obviously look into as much as what you want to do. You know, you decided on your pure playmaker and you made him, and you're not sure if you're happy. Now, totally understand it being America, and if you don't like something, blah, blah, blah. But I don't feel that you'll ever be completely happy with whatever build you make. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I disagree. I mean, I'm going to be happy eventually. I have to figure out if some of the issues I'm having are with the gameplay this year and I just need to get used to it, or if it's with the build itself. And so I'm just kind of playing along for now and just figuring some of those things out.
Yeah, I mean, it feels completely different in the park and in the pro-am. It's a different animal to get used to. I mean, my whole thing with this game is that they've done a lot of great things. They've switched it up to make it more appealing and more entertaining. Some things they've done, though, like, I just want to click one menu and I want to be able to change my NBA stuff and my pro-am stuff instead of having to go to my closet in the fucking my court and then in the NBA thing. And it's like, I don't understand why it's so difficult for people to understand just hitting a one button concept. Like, whatever. Which isn't really a big deal, but at the end of the day, as far as I know, the only way you can equip socks that you purchase now is, like, wearing them directly out of the store. So,
yeah, that was an issue in the beginning of last year's game, and so, like, they'll fix that. So I'm not too worried about that again. I mean, on the one hand, like, really, you have the same issues every year, but on the other, that was an issue that they did fix. I mean, it was, I remember the beginning of last year, and you couldn't equip socks for Pro-Am, and I'm like, what the heck? So...
Right, and that was it. And last year, you could go into your NBA Pro-Am and gear and do everything off of one screen, which was a lot more helpful and, you know,
yeah,
accessible.
I mean, it's interesting because on the one hand, you have what you're talking about, which is very straightforward. And then the other, they basically tried, everything they did this year was basically as if you're living real life inside this game. So you have to walk over to the store. You have to walk over back to your MyCourt. You have to, you know, to walk over back to your MyCourt to go to your closet. You have to walk over to the train gym. You're essentially, you're in real life in this thing. And when you make a new character, you don't have the same hairstyle because you basically have a new life. You know, it's a lot of different things that, and that's more of just because that's part of the storyline, I guess. But still, I mean, things like that on the one hand make it, more of a realistic experience, I guess, but at the same time, some of the little ease of use things that you're talking about, they actually make it more difficult, you know? So,
indeed. If I walk, me and you are walking in the mall, and we both walk in the same door, it's not going to put you in a Best Buy in a different community. We're going to be in the same Best Buy. So if you want to be realistic, when we take the subway, we should end up in the same spot if we're in the same neighborhood. You know,
yeah,
things like
that
would be fantastic. Like, just, I mean...
They'll probably fix the subway thing, honestly, because every other, like, if you walk into a store or some of the training facilities and that, you walk into the same one as the same person. But if you try to go to the walk-on pro-am, that's been pretty solid, honestly. But every now and then you get a crash, which they're going to fix. The team pro-am has been all sorts of issues, I guess. And then, like you're saying, the subway and some other little load things occasionally will take you to completely different neighborhoods, which shouldn't happen, but alas, it does. So, I mean, it's just, you know, like we said, it's the typical 2K issues, but overall experience, I've had a good time with it.
I have too. I've had a lot of crashes going into NBA games, which hasn't been fun. Like, I'll have to reset, start over, or scenes will start but not be visible, but you can hear them going on where your screen freezes. And, you know, look, The loading times, look, I was the biggest holy fuck. You know, I've aged 5 years and I've been playing the game 2 months with last year's 2K. They're much more tolerable than they used to be. It is faster, but, you know, like we said, trying to get into some games with your friends and trying to do that, like, it takes several attempts at rebooting and reloading and that. And let's face it, today's Monday, they dropped a patch. Maybe that would be fixed with some of the things they do. I don't know. But it's a 2-gig patch right out the gate and bringing the game to 51 gigs. So, hey.
The one silver lining about it is that even though it takes 8 attempts, is that you can load up from your home menu, load the game up, load into the neighborhood in a shorter amount of time than it would even take to, and do all 8 attempts in a shorter amount of time than it would have taken to even load into the park once last year.
Well, because they're smart. I mean, it loads you, instead of just loading you into your MyCourt, it just loads you from a better centric place that you can get to everything from.
And it
Which
loads that place
smart.
Way faster. You know what I mean? It's a better experience, man, for sure, as far as that goes.
All right. So let's get a little bit more into the therapeutic sessions of Max Jedediah McDonald. Oh, you made the pure playmaker. Let's get into it, man. What don't you like? What's grinding your gears?
there's a few things that are kind of iffy with me. One is some of the dribbling. That was right off the bat noticeable. But that's more so just me getting used to some of the things this year. I really love the dribbling system this year as far as the branching animations and all of that. Again, it's more so, you know, my overarching problem with the player is just the overall movement of said player. Now, on the one, like I was saying earlier, problem A is maybe it's just different gameplay with this year, and I mean, the gameplay does feel different and better this year, but what I'm saying is maybe it's just some of the movement this year is what I'm having an issue with a little bit, because I remember last year was a little bit of a struggle in the beginning, and it always is, because it always feels different. But on the other hand, I'm wondering if it is the build itself that I'm kind of having some problems with as far as the movement, because, like, last year, again, I mean, a couple of the players that I made in just testing out some things, I didn't like the movement of them either, and I think you just have to kind of get that combination down right. And last year I found it to be like a taller player, usually with toward the minimum weight, and like shoulder width usually maxed, and or I went one below for my personal preferences, but and then wingspan was maxed, and just those are some different things. And I think there's maybe a little bit different combination of some things this year. I made one player with like some heavier weight. I think he was like average to heavier though. And he felt a little bit better as far as the movement. So there's just some different ways to go about it. I'm not just kind of figuring out a lot of that. But, I mean, the pure playmaker, I think, for anyone out there looking at it, I don't think I would recommend to make that build at a tall height. I went 6'7". I think I would recommend to go 6'3", 6'4", because the player speed, typically in 2K, if you're taller, it just seems faster. And this year, it really doesn't seem... It seems more appropriate. Like, if you have the higher speed at the lower height, you seem faster, and it seems better to control, and especially if you're going to go with a pure playmaker build, I think some of the ball handling at the lower heights might be useful, and some of the speed with ball stuff, but, you know, with this build being taller, I've always liked being a taller playmaker because of some of the passing angles I'm able to make, and I still have a 96 passing with this player, and that is a lot of the passing that I'm able to do is very fluid and crisp, and a lot of those things I'm really happy with as far as that goes. So there's definitely positives and negatives to this build. Overall, it's a great build as far as the pure playmaker goes, because you have a good enough shot and a good enough layup that people are kind of sleeping on some of the pure archetypes. So that's just some of the things I can think of off the top of my head about that build.
Yeah, and some of the things you say could have been directly remedied if the people that made the game, as we say, developers, could have been more forthcoming.
Developers.
I mean, you want to know how much a difference wingspan makes and shoulder width and all that stuff. And if it doesn't, then why is it even a thing? Because at the end of the day, like, your shorter arms, you can shoot better and that kind of stuff. But, like, you know, a playmaker needs to know about dribbling and you know, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, it just goes kind of back to the whole thing. I can't think of the word. We're both having world retrieval problems, but what is the word I'm looking for? Please cut this out.
Yeah. Melodrama.
So, you know, it just goes back to the whole transparency thing. I mean, if they made everything transparent as far as the builds go and everything, you could pick, I want to have this layup rating and this, so you could play around with your build to figure out what would affect what. But on the other hand, I get why they did it the way they did it, but I think, I don't know, it just could be avoiding some issues, I guess. But, you know, they want to make it, I mean, it's an E10 game or whatever, so they want to make it for little kids as well and not have them overwhelmed with a bunch of that stuff. So I get it, but...
Yeah, I mean, and one of the biggest problems that they're having right now is players losing their My Player and their VC completely. So hopefully they fix that, and, you know, that's a very big problem because people have earned badges and spend money on VC, whatever. But anyway,
yeah, that was the patch today.
Good. That's a very, very big problem that you thought might have been tested prior to release, because that's money and time spent that people won't get back. One thing I will say is, when it comes to a build, and I've tried to tell you this, but more so like Banks, you know what, make a list of what you like to do and what's most important to you, because when it came to me, I knew I wasn't going to get everything I wanted, but I kind of just went with a build with the badges that it had being important badges to me that I felt I could do the best with. And
that's what it comes down to. I mean, nobody's going to be a Kevin Durant, not meaning that you're going to just go to the best team because you lose, but I'm just meaning like all around good basketball player, such as LeBron James or James Harden. You know, you're not going to be any of those things because, like you said, with the esports coming up and just for the sake of diversity, they want there to be a skill gap between individual players and players as teams. Whereas if you were good at everything, it'd be, you know, probably less fun. So, you know, yes, it is money and you're spending money on things you're not going to know how it's going to come out. But just like, you know, try to weed through the YouTube community in the videos that you can and come across things that will help you. You might have to do a lot of looking or just look online, look what people are reporting, just do those kind of things before you put your money in. Now, yeah. You're fairly confident you're going to do whatever you want to do once you make your build. Like me, I don't want to make another build this year. I'm grinding this once. You can't skip cutscenes. It's like, oh, it's stupid. So,
yeah,
I don't know,
I'm right
man.
There with you, man. I don't want to make another build, and I'll keep messing around with this one. But some of the things that annoy me with this, I might have to make one, and that's kind of why I haven't gotten too much into some of the career stuff and some of that other stuff, which it's unfortunate for me because I was like, oh, I could maybe get to 199 this year because I play enough, but I'll probably end up either if I do make another build or whatever, but yeah, man, I mean, it's like you said, you don't want to grind multiple players. It's set up to have you grind one pretty much, but
it's unfortunate. Now, your main problem is your ball handling? Is that the main problem you have with the pure shooter, pure playmaker? My fault?
It's not, the ball handling isn't the issue, really. It's just kind of a combination of everything, how the player moves and everything. I think, honestly, I probably will end up making another build, but we'll see.
All right. Well, I'm trying to poke the bear a little bit and just kind of get the philosophy for not being the build you are. And essentially what I'm getting to is you can fix the problem you have, but you're just going to have another problem once you switch archetypes, don't you think?
No, not at all. Once I figure out some of the movement stuff and I'm going to continue to play around in some play now games and figure out some of the different things, we all know that I do my due diligence. And so I'm just going to, and it's, what's funny is I, you know, did all that and I still ended up with a build, but I'm not necessarily thrilled with. And so I guess that's just a lesson for everyone out there in that really it's kind of a crapshoot in the beginning, especially maybe like Mike was saying, go look at some YouTube videos or see what other people have done when they've made their full build and what the ratings came out to be and just how people are liking some things and see what might work for you. But
yeah, I feel, I mean, let's just, for argument's sake, say you make a slashing playmaker, right? As you,
sure.
As you spoke about having, you know, crisp passing skills, well, you know that if you don't go pure, it's not going to be as crisp. So
yeah.
it's one of those things where, again, you just have to decide what's most important to you and start building that way. Because everything's important to everyone. And like, you're a big defense guy, you know, defense is important to you. One of the things you had said to me is, you know, a little hard to keep up with these fast guys, which is understandable, but like I said to you, you're one of those fast guys, so they're going to have the same problems you have. So, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, like you were saying with some people, they got to just kind of figure out what's most important to them and all that. Like, that's not really the issue that I'm having. You know, it's we'll get it. I'm not too worried about me, honestly.
Well, I am. I'd like to play with you at some point this year.
We play every night. I'm still playing with
you. Well, I'm just saying, Happy Max is a more fun Max, you know, and Every game we play has you thinking something different. So it's I don't know, man. Look, I want you to be happy. Yeah, I'm sure you'll get there. I don't know, man. Make that list, people, and then maybe correlate badges with the things that are important to you, and then, you know, start at the top of your list and work your way down.
We can't all just randomly willy-nilly look at the badges, the 5 badges that we get and some of the stats, and not even know what the build was and then pick it and then stick with it, Mike.
Exactly what worked for me.
We can't all just do that.
Well, I mean, look, I know what badges are important to me, which would indicate things I'd be able to do. Look, I know that, look, I'd like to be able to maybe dunk a little bit more, or I'd like to be a little bit better on defense, but it's just not going to happen. Now, one thing I did do, because I saw a lot of people speaking about the importance of strength, like I didn't go minimum weight. I think speed's important, but I have found that especially in defending those smaller, faster players, you know, if you've got some strength to you, it's harder for them to get by you, and it's easier for you to get by them. So I will say, please, you want a fast player, but don't forego so much weight that you don't have any strength, because even a little bit matters.
Yeah, I can say that I'll almost, if I make another build, I'll almost assuredly be making somebody with a bit higher weight. Whether I just mean that's higher than minimum weight or whether it actually ends up being higher than the average, that is something to consider for people. Again, you don't, if you're somebody who truly values speed, or if you're, say, if you're a playmaker.
Well, for Z, to clarify, speed, you're talking actual, like, speed of your my player.
Yeah, correct.
Well,
you just have to kind of value where your archetype lies, because again, if you're a pure playmaker like 6'3" or something, well, you don't necessarily need all that strength, because that's going to hinder some of your ball handling a little bit. Not your ball handling, but your speed with ball, and that, I mean, not enough to really mess up your build, but I'm just saying you won't be making the most of some things. But again, if you're, you know, a lockdown or something, you're going to want some extra strength, or if you're, it just kind of have to figure it out based on your build. But in general, like, I mean, you're a sharpshooting shot creator, which for all of you out there, that means shot creator first and then sharpshooter.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Why can't we just say the primary first? It just makes more sense.
Because it does not make more sense. Words, man.
Right.
But everyone is all It's really bugging me, honestly. And when people say what their build is, I have to kind of discern whether I think they're a person who understands that or not. Because if they're a person who doesn't understand it, then I know that it meant the opposite of what they said. But it really is kind of getting to me.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you want to know information in the encyclopedia about Albuquerque. Are you going to start looking up letters with A and Z before you get to A and L? No, you're going to start with what comes first logically. I don't get it. I mean, look, I understand your issue with why people are saying it wrong because the game has it wrong. I just don't understand why people won't say the primary first. Primary is the key word. Why are you saying it secondary?
The game has it correctly. People are saying it incorrect.
Why is it? Why? Explain why it's correct.
Because words. Because if you pick a shot creator first, think about it this way. If you pick a shot creator, and, like, mm-hmm. that was your archetype last year. You picked a shot creator, and you're like, oh, but I really, you know what? Here, let's give a better example. No, shot creator works. And you're like, oh, I really wish I were just better at three-point shooting. Like, that's basically your build. You are you picked sharpshooter as your secondary. You are a sharpshooting shot creator. You're not a shot-creating sharpshooter, because a sharpshooter is a three-point shooter, and that would have been your primary. Like, if you're a sharpshooting shot creator, you are a three-point shooting shot creator, which is shot creator is your primary, because you could be a slashing shot creator. So you are a uh-huh. shot creator who's more geared towards slashing. Like, everyone is saying slashing shot creator, like, oh, slashing was their first and shot creating was their second. But no, it's the other way around, man.
Let me put you in a position just for a minute, okay? You are
It's just the English language. You're not gonna get me with some.
It's not the English language. When you say primary, primary means first. Secondary means second. It's even in the word. No, hold on. I just want you to get where I'm coming from. You are an aspiring athlete, and you come over my house for dinner. My Uncle Jimmy's there, and my Uncle John is there, okay? My Uncle Jimmy is an accountant who dabbles in being an agent, okay? My other uncle is an agent who does a little bit of accounting. Who are you going to want to see about being your agent? The guy who does it a lot or the guy who does it a little?
Well, obviously the guy who does it a lot.
Right. And when he says, hey, you're going to be more confident in talking to the guy that says, hey, I'm an agent and I do accounting on the side, versus the guy that's like, I'm an accountant, I dabble a little bit in being an agent, too. It's being more upfront first, but what's most important up there?
But that's why people are saying I'm a shot creator and then I'm a sharpshooter. That's why people are specifying that, because it's the same example, Mike. It's still the same. It really bugs me, man, because the English language, I'm telling you, it's not.
Okay.
What kind of shot creator are you? Are you a pure shot creator? Are you a sharpshooting shot creator? Are you a slashing shot creator?
The word pure is more direct. You know what somebody is when they say pure. If I tell you I'm a shot creator who dabbles in shooting, you know exactly what I am.
Yes, but the way you're saying it, but if you're a, that's the same thing as saying I am a three-point shooting shot creator. That is the same thing. But people, when you say, all the most of the community, when you say I am a sharpshooting shot creator, that means that people are thinking that means 3-point primary because they said sharpshooting first. But it's just something for, look, man, the bottom line is our listeners need to understand that when you see someone in the park and it says they are a playmaking shot creator, that means their primary is shot creator and they are a playmaking shot creator. That means their secondary was playmaking. If they are a shot creating playmaker, that means their playmaker is a primary and then their shot creator is secondary. And this makes a difference because of the flashing sharpshooters and the sharpshooting slashers. It makes a difference because you need to know how to guard someone appropriately. And so I just want people to know what it is. And 2K used correct English, which is good because it's a real company. You need to, but 90% of the community doesn't understand how it works.
What makes what they did correct?
Because,
what violation of English?
I hate
am I
to
making?
Say because English, but because English, because that's what the correct wordage is.
Hey man, you can't fish here because you don't have a fishing license. Why not? Because according to law ordinance number .. Sure, I can't just do like because law. I don't.
Because it's the law. Because you look, man, I can't. Maybe I can't properly explain it to you or to someone, but it's just how English is. It's just I'm trying to say, like, if you are a sharp shooting shot creator, think about it. You are a shot creator. You're not a sharp shooting. If you're a sharp shooting shot creator, you're not a sharp shooting. That doesn't make any sense. You are a shot creator. You are a shot creator who has sharp shooting.
Why does that not make sense to you? I'm a carpenter who also fixes toilets. Why would that not make sense to you?
You're a toilet fixing carpenter in that situation. You're not one of the carpenters who fixes roofs. You're not a roof fixing carpenter. You're a toilet fixing carpenter. But in any situation, you're a carpenter. You're not a toilet fixer primary and then a carpenter secondary, because just because you said toilet fixing carpenter, you know what I mean? Like, it works with anything.
If your favorite thing to do is watch football on Saturday and maybe make a trip to Home Depot, when someone asks you what you did on Saturday, are you not going to mention the thing you like to do first or the most enjoyable thing first? Like, hey,
yeah,
I watched football.
You wouldn't. Yes. So that's why people are saying I am.
And then I watch football all day. Like, no one gives a fuck.
No, but it's not. That's not the same thing, Mike, because you're specifying in separate sentences and separate. Oh my gosh. Because adjectives. Because if you wouldn't say, you would say, I'm a Home Depot going football watcher in that situation. That is what you would say. Because you like football. And that's what you do. You watch football, but you're also a Home Depot going football.
Why can't you be a football watcher who's a Home Depot goer when you do the one more than the other?
Yes. What you just said is correct. You're a Home Depot. You're a football watcher who goes to Home Depot.
Right. You just got done saying you go to Home Depot watches
football. Because the ing is describing what you're doing. Because if you're a Home Depot going football watcher, you're still the football watcher, and you're just
this
deciding.
Is a chicken or the egg thing, because if I'm shooting an off-dribble three-point shot,
like,
I'm shot creating
really
while shooting a three-point shot, right? Or am I shooting a three while shot creating?
No, it's really not a chicken or egg thing, Mike. It really isn't. It is words. It is English. It is adjectives. It is correct, proper English. And people don't understand it, which is fine, but I'm just trying to make sure that people know
in everyday life,
what they're guarding.
There is some law in English that means the less menial things come first when talking about stuff.
No, that is not.
Then why am I? Then why are you telling me I should say I'm a sharpshooting shot creator when sharpshooting is secondary and primary is shot creating?
Because think about it. If you are a sharpshooting shot creator, sharp shooting is something you're doing as a shot creator. You're not a shot creating sharpshooter. You're not a sharpshooter who has shot creating. But you would also say, the way you're saying it, you are a shot creator who also likes to be a sharpshooter. That also makes sense. But I'm telling you, it's look, man, it doesn't matter what you think or what someone's opinion is.
Well, you can't
or what
say
people
the
don't
exact
understand.
English law. You're just saying because English. And the word second is in secondary. So all I'm saying is you should know what your main thing is first and your secondary thing is second instead of doing it backwards.
But if they had done it that way, it would have been completely incorrect, and it would have bugged the hell out of someone like me who really likes
English.
Who
doesn't even know the English rule? You're just saying English.
No. Well, I can't quote you like, well, I'm free, except after C. But, like, I'm trying to explain it in as clearly as I can, but it obviously isn't working. But
I need that clear. I need that the perfect example. I need the I before E, except after C thing that tells me the way you're saying it.
What's happening, Mike, is you're describing the other thing. The sharp shooting is describing what kind of shot creator you are. And that's just how it is. You're not a slashing kind of shot creator. You're not the tax accountant or whatever you said kind of agent. You're the the words kind of agent. I don't have another example, but you're describing what kind of shot creator you are. You're a sharpshooting shot creator. You're not a slashing shot creator. You're describing what kind of shot creator you are. And it's obvious in the wording because you're a shot creator. Even in the thing you say it, you say you're a sharpshooting kind of shot creator. You wouldn't just be a sharpshooting. Like, you can't say, call someone, what are you? I'm a sharpshooting. That doesn't make any sense. You're a shot creator. You're a sharpshooting kind of shot creator.
Get I disagree to agree, will we? All right, so let's move on a little bit. Let me ask you this about this game in general. When it comes down to playing your career to get your badges upgraded and such, we all know that Pro-Am, you get more points or what have you. Do you see, other than endorsements and whatnot, any benefit to doing anything in your career?
Sorry. As far as doing things in your career, yeah, there is a benefit because you can get the endorsements, like you were saying, and they actually do start paying you a decent amount. If you play a lot of your career, you can get I'm sure there are some other benefits to doing it, and then every time you play a career game, you can go do more practices and whatever, but every time you play a pro-am game, you can go do more practices. So, personally, with the current character, I've been grinding a lot of pro-am because it's just I don't want to get too far into my career, and I make more VC this way, and I just earn stuff faster. I think it really just kind of depends on what you're enjoying more, to be honest. I mean, because you can load into, especially with some of the loading in with your friends issues and whatever, you can get more career games in a shorter amount of time. I mean, there's reason to play it, but I mean, I don't know. It really just depends. Like they did this year, you can play whatever you want to play. I mean, yeah, you're going to earn stuff faster by playing online against real human opponents because that makes sense. But if you want to just grind your offline career, then go for it too. There's reason to do whatever you kind of enjoy.
Yes, and for those of you that don't know, after every career game in Pro-Am, you can go do some drills in the training center. You can do three of them in between games. And I actually found out a little tidbit that people might want to know about doing the whole juice cleanse thing. Why don't you let everybody know a little bit more about juice drinking?
Yeah, well, if you go ahead and drink healthy juice and kind of do a juice, you know, I don't know anything about juice cleansing, but point being is there is a little juice stand outside of the training facility or team training facility, right where you load into the neighborhood, basically. Little juice stand. He's basically like a I can't think what to call him, but like one of those hippies almost, or
a juice
I don't know.
Barista?
No, but I mean he's kind of like a hippie with some of his ideals and all that, but
a holistic juice seller?
Yeah.
Or
something like some of that.
Or a juice seller who is holistic, depending on what
see, but you just did
speaking.
It right there. He's a holistic juice seller, but he's not a holistic.
How do you know which one is more important? You don't know which one's primary or secondary.
Yes, you do, because you just described it. You called him a holistic juice seller. You obviously knew that he was a juice seller who is holistic in his... You just did it! Look,
I
That's all we're
I'm
gonna
just
say.
Saying. I'm just. I don't know what his primary or his secondary is, but either way, I would have said the primary
because
first.
He's not.
No.
What's going on with this?
Okay, so
but
please
anyway,
tell me how you know that he's not.
No.
How he's
if
not a secondary
no,
juice.
No. Because you just did it, and I'm not even gonna.
I didn't do anything. I didn't acknowledge.
You called
more important.
You just proved my own point because you just did it. Calling us.
Max, I don't know if he's more holistic or more a juice seller because it doesn't fucking say. So there's no way to me have said it. Regardless, I know
yeah, because
I know the
we were
primary
talking about
of my,
a juice seller
my
and
creation
so you called
is a stock creator, and the secondary is a sharpshooter. I don't know what this guy's deal is or what the order is.
You just did it though. We were talking about a juice seller.
I could have
spoken
inaccurately because I don't know what he does more. Don't you get it? Like to you, I said the right thing because you're
you do know what he does more.
That
you
don't know.
No, you do know what he does more. Based
I don't know if he's more of a healer at nighttime when he goes home. I don't have no idea.
Based on what you say, based on what the English language, based on what you say. And
according
how
to a law
it,
that you can't quote.
Describes, no, it's not a law. There's no laws of English, really. I mean, there are, I guess. But like,
you just stated I before E, except after C. Pretty
yeah,
close.
Yeah, so there's like little, but there's also there's also exclusions to that rule. I mean, there's look, man, all I'm saying is you just described him in that way.
It
look,
wouldn't matter. I don't know his. I don't know the guy's
we
life.
Don't,
so there's no way to know which way is
look,
correct
man,
to say it if
look,
you don't know.
There is a definite correct way. There is a way to know it's correct. I've explained it multiple times, and I can't
dick juggling weasel.
That, so I don't have
I don't know what he does
the
more,
necessary
so
literary power to
holistic stuff. It doesn't fucking matter what he does.
Look, we need to get back on topic. If you go to the juice guy, talk to him, go through his bullshit, you get to do an extra practice drill in the training facility. So that is the whole point of all of this, as far as the juice guy goes. So,
any other secrets that you might want to let people in on?
Not off the top of my head. I can't think of anything.
Excellent. I think we'll kind of wrap up there today. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us via Twitter, at NBA2KShuffle. Max.
My Twitter handle is MaxMaxMax, which is... M, and then Max, Max, Max.
Or, in Max's language, XAMMMM.
No.
But
that is
definitely
incorrect,
fun time for all, for sure. You know what? There's a Twitter question. This question comes to us from Marky Rose. This question is, hey, guys. Gearing up for 2K18, and this might be late, but if it is, I apologize. Maybe not, whatever. Gearing up for 2K18 and considering a shooting guard shot creator playmaker. Shot creator has always been my style, but I also am a willing passer and playmaker to get the best play. He's saying he's not selfish. I was wondering if this build would have limited dunking and slashing. However, without being able to see the attributes, I'm just not sure at this point if it's eating spaghetti with no fork. Wanted to get your thoughts. I'm essentially to build a Harden type player to score and also have the option to run points. So honestly, the research guy here is Max. Max, why don't you steer our friend Marky in the right direction?
Okay. So I don't want to hear anything from you because I'm not getting into it again. But the way
he could be
the player was Mike. Let me say this because it would just be okay. Just the way he just said the player was shot creator. Stop it.
I'm going to do that.
Let me say it. The way he just said the player was shot creator, playmaker. So if you just say your archetypes like that, that will eliminate any confusion to people. Just leave out the ing. Just if you want to say the primary first, just say shot creator, playmaker. And I know that's what he meant, that he meant shot creator primary because of the way he said it. So that's an easy way just to avoid all confusion when you're talking to people or any of that. So anyway, he wants the shot creator primary and then the playmaker secondary. So basically, what I was saying to you, and I'll kind of repeat, I'll give out the answer basically, is I was thinking it would be a pretty all-around scoring build. The ball handling will be solid. The passing isn't quite as high as the ball handling for that build, but it's still the best of the non-playmaker primary builds. It's probably one of the closer builds I can think of to emulate Harden, because you could really call him a shot creator. He basically scores in a multitude of ways. And if you, any other combination probably is selling Harden short in an area, but the play style for that build is more geared toward the mid range. So that's not necessarily like a Harden build, but still the play style for that build, like I said, is more mid range. So that's kind of, a lot of people are looking to pick that build. And again, that was kind of what we were saying about the play style might not be necessarily what people were thinking. But anyway, positives of that build would be mid-range game, like I said, and then the Hall of Fame badge that it gets, because I believe it gets tireless score, difficult shots, and ankle breaker as a point guard. As a non-point guard, I think it just gets the first two and not ankle breaker. It's a pretty well-rounded build with high stats in a lot of categories. Some of the downsides would be that your speed with ball, as well as your overall speed, are not necessarily as fast as a primary playmaker, or just as you might imagine for that build was based on the bars that you see. And then it's also going to take some grinding to get to some of the higher caps. When you unlock the cap breakers, yeah, it's going to give you, I've noticed because I've unlocked a few of them, and I know you have as well, it unlocks something to do with your archetype for the first one. The second one is a little bit less to do with your archetype, but still useful. The third and fourth ones start giving you stuff that are some of your ancillary stuff. So you really have to grind a lot to get your full cap toward the white arrow, especially in the ones that you, in the areas that you would like. And so with that, it's going to take you a while to get to some of the numbers that you would, based on, you know, the white arrows and what some of the info out there has been, those numbers that you're going to want with some of those ratings. But another option to consider for that build would be playmaker and 3-point. You're fast with the ball and you're able to shoot threes. You still have decent finishing as a playmaker primary. And, you know, the shot creator playmaker is still a pretty popular build. So there's reason for that, obviously. So the slashing would still be decent. One of your questions was the dunking and slashing too. The slashing would still be decent because you have the teardropper badge. You still have good layups. However, I think the dunking on that build was not quite as high. And in general, people have had some issues with dunking as far as even being able to attempt dunks and whatnot. I think some of the issues they're having with that are you can't really attempt dunks when you're tired, when you've used your energy bar. So, and again, your dunking isn't quite as high, if I remember correctly, with that build. So if you're big into dunking, you might want to consider something with slashing in it. Otherwise, if layups are good enough for you, the layups should be fine with that build.
Sounds very, very good. Find me at Twitter at PartyCrasher, P-A-R-R-T, Crasher, just like it sounds. Next show, we'll take another in-depth look at the 2K18 community, any problems that have been solved or new problems that awake. We will definitely keep you in the loop of information. For McDonald Max, I am Par Michael. Hug your mom, tip your waitresses, stay mellow. Catch you next time on the 2K Shuffle.
I'm out this bitch.